Julian Smith coming at you in over your head. Well, not really. This is just... I'm trying to put my thoughts into words. Situation is, very simply, all day I've been working on this blog post to introduce my listeners and my readers and anybody that cares to be interested in the concept of social currency, which is sort of something that I have developed over time. I'm thinking about more and more. But frankly, it is so difficult to put into words that I have been busting my head against whatever hard object I can find as I walk around all day trying to explain it to everyone. It's not working out particularly well, and I swore to myself I would do this by the end of the day. And ironically, this is really not the most efficient or best way to be doing this, because less people will be listening to this than will be reading the blog post. So that's kind of unfortunate. But, you know, I think that this will give you a better understanding of what it is that I'm trying to get at, the way that I've come to understand the way that relationships work on the web, and I just want you people to figure that out, you know what I mean? I want to give you a glimpse into what it is that I'm seeing. I'm not saying it's like, oh, I'm a visionary, but after 2 years of trying to figure this out, you know, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't, etc., I think I'm starting to see something, and I have attempted to dub that social currency, which is an expression that that Aaron Wall from SEOblog.com recently, I saw it in a post of his, and I grasped onto that term in order to be able to kind of give you guys an idea, or to give to coin a phrase that I would be able to use in order to clearly, you know, sort of give a glimpse into what it is. You'll forgive the background noise on occasion. I'll be crossing streets. In this case, the 4-lane highway that is right next to my house. And I'm sorry about that. It's a Friday night. I'm walking over to a bar. I got about 20 minutes with you guys, so I'm going to try and spend it wisely. Imagine that there is a friend of yours. You haven't seen him in 6 months. And he comes up to you, or he calls you on the phone, or he sends you an email, and he says, "Hey, Julian, what's up? How are you? It's been so long that I haven't seen you. I missed you so much. Hey, I've got this great stock idea that I need you to invest in." Now imagine you have another friend you meet on the same day, and this friend, you see him every 2 or 3 days or every week. And every week he comes back at you with a tidbit of information, and that information gets spread through you. It could be a joke. It could be anything, you know what I mean? It could be anything of value. That guy is creating value for you. Which one of those friends do you like more? The answer is obvious. Now, there are people from... this is not black and white. This is a scope that goes from... I mean, black to white is sort of arbitrary. It goes from gray to gray, but... basically, there are people like this all over the internet. There are people like this all over the internet... off the internet... And you can always tell them almost exclusively at first glance. I guess what I'm trying to point out with this little mini audio essay is how to figure out being able to succeed on the web, being able to either directly or indirectly profit. I mean profit in the broadest possible terms. You know what I mean? By either making new friends, by literally profiting financially, by profiting indirectly and being able to get speaking gigs through, you know, the ideas that you've had, or anything else, anything in between, any combination of those things. I see blogging, podcasting, video blogging, any medium, and especially any medium that you use to express yourself on a personal level as something with which you can either gain or lose social currency. And when you're blogging, video blogging, podcasting, or whatever, you have the opportunity to lose or gain any of this. And it doesn't just stop at zero either. There are people that go the way all do, negative 100, a million, you know what I mean? And there are people that go all the way to the top. Whenever you have a chance to, every relationship that you have, every encounter that you have within every relationship has the chance of abuse. You can come to that person and be like, hey, you know, I wasn't able to pay my rent this month. Could you help me out? This may not even be abuse if you have a great friend like that. But the fact of the matter, I mean, it's just because I paid my rent today, so I'm thinking about it, you know. But the fact of the matter is that every chance you have, every time you have an encounter with somebody, you have the chance to take advantage of that. And if you choose to take advantage of it over and over again, you lose the trust of those people. So maybe social currency could be referred to as trust as well. But I see it as a little bit more complex, especially on the internet, because the way that we are working is we're now working in an economy that is more complex than an economy that is straight finance, because every time that I give you a dollar, I lose a dollar, right? So the economy that I'm more talking about is an economy of favors, but even favors is not the right expression, because favors attempt, or the idea of favors, seems to express that I want to take advantage of you, which is in fact the furthest thing from the truth. We're in an economy of abundance because I can link to you 100 times, and you can link to 150 people if you want, and very likely the higher and the cooler the stuff that we link to, the more we'll gain. So the more I throw people away and send them away to cool things, the more trust I gain. So like that, every link has the chance to either be abuse, if you send people to a site where they have to buy something that they hate, or it could be a chance to gain a little bit of favor. Except, the thing is, it can be done on a mass scale. And what's fascinating, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself here, is that on the web, as opposed to in person, every relationship like that is put on paper, especially with people that have blogs. Especially with people that have websites. With people that have podcasts, not so much. Because with podcasts, it's all audio. And when I say SEO book, or when I say CanadianPodcastBuffet.ca, Google doesn't care. And nobody else cares, because you're very likely listening on your iPod or you're listening on your computer, but it doesn't matter. Even if you're listening on those things, there's a very or much less significant chance that you're going to be typing in that URL, you know? And the whole internet is based on the idea of text and of hyperlinks, and as podcasters, we are not benefiting from that. Which is why I said at the beginning, you know, if I decide to, say, do this as an audio post or an audio blog or whatever, instead of doing it as text, everybody regrettably kind of loses out. Shit. Sorry. I had to cross the road really fast. So, we are in an economy of trust. We're in an economy of abundance. And we're in an economy of text, an economy of hyperlinks, right? So, some people have called it the Google economy. Some people, and there's a number of expressions. Douglas Rushkoff, in an essay that I was reading on his website, I believe it's douglasrushkoff.com, says that every time that you tell a joke to your friends, you're gaining social currency if the joke is good. And then they can use that social currency on other people. And what's fascinating is that it's a one-to-many ratio. You know, I tell a joke to 10 people, I have gained the trust, the minute amount of trust, necessary, or for 10 people. Then those 10 people can use that to equal value. It's not lessened. I gained a 10 sort of, I guess, point, if we can, can't really break it down that way, but you see my point, you know? And then they can gain 10 points off of me, if they want to. And in that, everybody benefits. And this is what's fascinating. So then you take all of this benefit and you put it into a gigantic mathematical engine called Google. Now, a bunch of search engine people are probably already figuring out what it is I'm talking about here. Probably know exactly what it is I'm talking about, but it's regrettable Every time I go to a podcast conference, most people don't know what the hell I'm talking about. And some bloggers do, but most bloggers think that I don't know. Most bloggers, I guess, wonder why it is most people don't read them, you know? And for those of us that do read them, they sort of take it for granted that content is king. Which, I mean, content may be king, but I mean, the queen has kind of a dark face that nobody can quite figure it out. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, you can blame my years of role-playing for that metaphor. It's just wonderful weather today. It's snowing outside. Really amazing. So take the time to kind of go out and do this. It's really kind of fun to be talking to yourself, especially in this weather. God, it's really gorgeous out here. Let's return back to the main points. We're an economy of abundance. We're in an economy where we no longer need to exchange something. We no longer need to give something away to receive something. We can gain a number of things by giving something away. So if I write a blog post and 500 people see it, that's significantly better. And I've gained a lot more than if I write a blog post and 10 people see it. The reason for that is very simple. It's because going back to the trust relationships, I'm giving trust to 500 people by giving them something cool. So they've developed a kind of concept that builds every time I do this. It says, Julian will come up with something cool. Now, some people are better at it than others. They may have a little bird whispering in their ear. They may just be good at creating stuff that's funny, interesting, insightful, whatever, you know? And some people may be naturally at the top, so everybody sees them. So it doesn't even matter if they're good or not anymore. You know, it doesn't matter what the Pope says, everybody's going to know what that is, right? So I think basically what this brings me to is to a point where you and I, as content creators, because we create words, we create, you know, we create blog posts, we create audio programs, we create videos, or any combination of the above, or multiple, you know, formats of those. We take all of that and we put it on the internet for free. Now, we do this in order to, I mean, because we love it, but at the same time, we are attempting to create something for ourselves. Whether do we do it for, I don't know, a kind of minor form of fame, or if we have delusions of grandeur and we think that somehow blogging is equivalent to being an A-list movie star, then, you know, whatever. Or sometimes we just do it because we want to vent. Either way, we are giving out stuff for free. And much like the joke that you share in a bar with 10 people, that has value to some people. And what's remarkable is that the trust that people gain is then in some technological circles, people that are sort of the technorati or whatever, not the company, the actual, you know, the digerati, let's say, those people can then put their trust on paper in the form of subscribing to your RSS feed. And what they're doing is saying, every time you tell me a joke, I want to be there. And by leaving a comment, they're kind of doing the same thing. So all of the trust that is going on is being put on paper and figured out mathematically in more and more efficient and more complex ways by companies with really, really large value in the market called search engines. Those search engines are looking at everything and going, you know what, a lot of people are linking to this guy. And the guys that link to these guys, well, I'm sorry, when person A links to person B, person A has a lot of trust coming from a lot of other people. So maybe we should trust person B as well. And when person B links to person C, then, you know, the trust goes on. I mean, this is a very simple way of taking everything and going, hey, you know, I mean, it's just to sort of putting in a manner that the average person can understand, even with no comprehension of the internet. So feel free to pass this to your grandmother, who will no doubt give me a link on her blog, you know? Fire trucks, I'm sorry. Nature of the beast. This is why I tell people, you still have to start a blog yesterday. Not because, you know, you have to blog before it's cool to blog, but because in the world where everything is written down, when you start a blog early, the internet knows that you started a blog early. And the internet cares. And when people look at your blog in 2003 instead of 2004, which is also earlier than 2007, they look at it and go, hey, you know, there's a lot more coming from this person. A lot more people trust this person. And so, effectively, what it turns into is, I guess, a gigantic circle jerk, if you want to be vulgar about it. But I guess more what it turns into is as if the most popular kids are being put down on paper as being the most popular kids. And so, even when you look at someone you've never met before, and you haven't seen him in 6 months, and you say, hey, you know, I've got this thing I would like you to look at. You don't all of a sudden come out of nowhere, like that friend who hasn't seen you in 6 months. Because everything is put on paper, everybody looks at it and goes, hey, a lot of other people trust this guy. A lot of other people trust him. A lot of other people have already put down on paper that they like his jokes. So you're not coming out of nowhere anymore. You see what I'm saying? So that's social currency. It literally, it's like currency that's in your pocket. It's like in your wallet. Every time somebody links to you, that's a dollar earned. You know what I mean? And not only is it a dollar earned, but if you take care of that dollar, it's a dollar that you put in an investment account that you can take out later and that is worth a lot more. Why? Because it's old? And because it's trustworthy, you know? You following so far? So, the more I look at this, the more I'm thinking, you know, the internet, you know, if you want to succeed, don't be an idiot and succeed off the internet. Off the internet is stupid. People exchange business cards. You have to beg, you know, to get a consulting deal with somebody. If you do everything that you need to on the internet, when you leave the internet, you know what I mean, a certain confidence, a certain ease comes over you. You no longer need to hustle. You no longer need to do a 9-to-5. Over time, people start to naturally have more confidence in you because you're never trying to sell them, ever, you know? And if you never intend to sell them, then great. I guess what I'm trying to say is, don't ever go into something trying to think that you're going to profit in a traditional manner. Guy Kawasaki, who is a very well-known blogger who used to work at Apple in the early days, recently had a post at the end of 2006 talking about a year in blogging, how much he made. He is one of the most famous bloggers in the world. He earned $3,000 in AdSense income, which is something along the lines of about $300 a month. So to some podcasters, it may seem like a lot. To me, I look at it and I go, hey, that could pay my rent. That's pretty nice. But it's nowhere near the roof. But what it goes to show is that most of this guy's money is not made on the internet at all. And if you have that many people reading you, and you think that the top of the line is that brief, that kind of like inane amount of money, $3,000, then you're sorely mistaken. What it does is it goes and builds trust that everybody can look at. So even people that aren't on the internet, that don't blog, can then look at you and say, hey, you know, this guy has benefited. And this happens not through a meteoric rise. You don't have to be Don and Drew. You don't have to be Robert Scoble. You don't have to be anybody. It happens one link at a time. And when I say one link, what I really mean is one relationship at a time. You build a relationship with people by creating amazing stuff for them. Doesn't matter who they are. Doesn't matter if it's amazing stuff about fishing or about talking trash on the internet while playing hip-hop songs. You know? Either way, you're creating value for somebody. And when you create value for somebody, they are willing, as people that either consciously or subconsciously understanding the internet, go, I want to place trust in this guy. And not only do I want to place trust in him, I want to put it on paper for everybody to see, because I want everybody to go see him. And I want them to put their trust in him. I know this guy is good stuff. And if you are a good blogger or a good person on the internet in general, you have to, and I really mean have to, be putting those links down. Because that is how the world goes round. Money no longer makes the world go round in my world. In my world, and very likely in your world more and more, what makes the world go round is trust and relationships and giving and giving and giving, right? Now, let's take this to an extreme scale. You get to a certain point, you've been producing content for 2 years. A lot of people trust you. You can test these things. You can look at your rankings and Technorati if you want to, if you really want to put numbers down on it. But you also kind of like come to realize when it happens, when you go to a conference and everyone's like, hey, I've heard of your thing before. I know this. Haven't I heard about you? Oh, I listen to your thing, you know? It's happened over time, and people begin to realize, I want to say that you're somebody, but that puts it in old world terms that I'm not particularly comfortable with. But what they do is they come to realize that you have a certain amount of trust, even if they don't know how. And that's another thing about the internet, is the fact that in the world of the blogosphere, people trust your name, even if they've never really known why they trust your name. They say, oh yeah, I've heard of that before. That's like them saying, yeah, I have a certain amount of confidence in you. I'm not really sure how deep it goes, but if I've heard of you, you must be somebody. You know? It's the same as the thing in movie stars. You know, they're not sure if you're good or bad, but they know you're somebody, which is still better than zero. They later found out it's negative. Well, that's a whole other issue, but that's how the game works. When you have somebody trust a little bit, you always have to work further on it. You can never really give up. And this is it. For 2 years, I was producing kind of stuff that was, like, always not forgettable, but certainly, you know, stuff that isn't exactly, doesn't last forever. You know what I mean? I'd be talking trash about what I think about, you know, waiters that are assholes, or, you know, whatever kind of, like, temporal thing that happens. And there's a great value in that. It's really entertaining. And in a way, it's got me where it is. So obviously, it's doing something right, right? However, it doesn't last forever. And the real value of the internet, as I've said before, is that things are put on paper and they stay on paper. So if I create something of value, if it lasts, you know, for a while, and it stays relevant for a while, then it's going to continue to accumulate value over and over and over again. You have to start from zero, you know? Every time you walk in on a Monday morning, at work, the amount of money that you've earned for that week is zero. And every hour that you work, you make the same amount of money as you earned before, right? You earn the same amount of trust as you did before. But if you work on the internet, very likely, before you've even started work, you will have accumulated trust, or money if you're really making it work well, from the amount of links that you've put down before and the people have put down for you. Hope I'm not boring you guys, but if you kind of see where I'm getting at, you shouldn't be bored, because this is where it's going, man.